You're listening to the Bill Good Program on CKNW News Talk 980. Once again, filling in for Bill Good, here is Christy Clark.
Imagine that your child had autism. You probably actually can't do that unless you've had a child with autism. It's such a struggle for families and for children every single day. Marianne Kaplan has made a movie about that struggle. It's called The Boy Inside. Let's hear some clips from it.
I have Asperger's syndrome, but I wish I didn't. It makes life really hard on everyone. This is my mom, Marianne. She is a very important person in my life. She helps me a lot when I am in trouble. Sometimes she gets annoying, but for the most part, she's really fun to be around.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, first day of school.
Yeah?
I'm sure I'm gonna get bullied. You think so? I'm not gonna get bullied, Mom?
You know, Ed, it's really hard to say. And, but you know, we talked about how are you going to handle that?
I think I'm going to do better this year.
How are you going to handle that? What's your strategy for when kids start to
bully? My strategy is to ignore them the first time. If I do it again, I'm going to tell my staff, but not tell them that I'm telling on them.
But when you get said it so many times, it's really hard. You just used to so many. You're sort of used to it, so you're not, it doesn't hurt you as much. But it still hurts me inside. It feels like you want to die. You really want to die when people insult you like that. Like you just want to say, why can't I die for 2 minutes? It's like that, because you just want to get over it, but you can't.
Those are clips from Marianne Kaplan's new movie called The Boy Inside. It airs on CBC News World, The Lens, at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock on Tuesday night, tomorrow night. That's a really intimate look into your life with your son there. And I listen to it. It's moving. And I wonder why you wanted to let the world into your life so intimately.
I'll tell you a little story before I answer that. We've shown the film in a number of different venues at the Vancouver International Film Festival, various film festivals. It's shown on TV. We showed it in Toronto last week. And of course, a lot of people who show up to watch the film are parents and families of kids with autism and Asperger's. And across the board, the reaction that we get from those parents is, oh my God, this is the first time that I've ever seen my story reflected back to me. That's the one reason I made the film. The other reason I made the film is another little story is comes from the parents who don't have autistic kids who come and see the film. And across the board, their response is, I had no idea how hard that is. I had no idea what you were going through. These are friends. That's why I made the film.
Because every parent thinks it's a hard job. And it is a hard job to be a parent of a typical child. I mean, I think that as a mother all the time. Gosh, this is so hard. When you're the mother of a child with autism, you face additional struggles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is so much pressure. Many, many families break up over this kind of thing. I can't tell you how many single parents I know who their families have exploded because of having to deal with the pressures of having a kid with autism or Asperger's. It's endless. It doesn't go away. It's day in, day out. Very, very tiring, very, very exhausting. I was at my son's psychiatrist a few weeks ago, and I said to him, you know, I work from home. I'm an independent filmmaker, and I have my office in my home. I'm my own boss. I said to him, what do parents do who, you know, go to work 9 to 5? He says, well, many of them lose their jobs because the endless calls home from school, the endless issues that they have to deal with every single day. You know, many, many bosses are not that understanding and not that tolerant.
Do you get calls to come to school and
I hate to say this because the moment I say it, I'm going to get a call, but I get less calls than I used to. The film, The Boy Inside, deals with my son's final year in elementary school, which was a particularly difficult year. High school, thank God, is easier for him, which is not the case for many people with autism and Asperger's. In our film, we interview Temple Grandin, who's a writer and who has autism herself. And she says that high school was an absolute nightmare for her, which is often the case with these kids. Yes, absolutely, because of bullying. Kids with autism, Asperger's get bullied 4 times more than typical kids do. Bullying is a constant and ongoing struggle for these kids.
make me wonder, because we've been having this debate in British Columbia recently about whether or not there should be separate schools or separate streams within public schools for children who struggle with autism and Asperger's. Do you ever say to yourself, gosh, I wish my son could go to a program that's specifically designed from where he's less likely to be bullied? Or is that too much of a sacrifice to take him out of the general population of the school?
I think it really depends on the kids. I think for some kids on the autism spectrum who are severely autistic, that might be the solution. But for kids like my kid and for many kids with Asperger's syndrome, which is a form of autism where the kids are much more cognitively able, I think that would not be a good solution at all. Because I think that I want my son to live in the world, and my son is able to live in the world. People need to get on board. People need to learn to tolerate difference. The reality is that there are more and more of these kids showing up in our schools. Hence, more and more of these kids showing up in our communities, more and more of these adults showing up in the workplace. We all need to know how to interact and how to support these people in a positive way. So we did consider private school and taking our son out of school and homeschool, but I felt very strongly that I wanted my kid to be in school. Plus, my son is very social. He wants to make friends. He wants to have friends. And I think that, one of the things that the film has been able to do, the Ministry of Education in British Columbia and the Ministry of Children and Families have bought the film to go into all schools in BC with a study guide for teachers to be able to use the film as part of the curricula. And we've already seen how effective that is in terms of the screenings that we've had with kids.
Coming up, more with Marianne Kaplan. She's the director, co-writer, producer of a terrific new movie called The Boy Inside, about what it's like to struggle with your child, a child with autism or Asperger syndrome. This is Christy Clark. I'm in for Bill Good today on CKNW News Talk 980.